Today, thousands of ancient artifacts from Cambodia and Thailand sit in Western museums and private homes. Many of the stolen pieces were smuggled abroad by notorious British art thief Douglas Latchford.
Museums really did not ask enough questions about how Latchford managed to get these objects.
Now, citizen detectives are joining archaeologists and lawyers to hunt them down and bring them home.
We have his invoices. We have his receipts. We know now the path many of the statues that went through his hands took.
We have so much evidence, not just documents, but we still have living people around who can say, hey, we saw this statue stolen.
In the second of two special reports, 101 East follows the quest to return Asia's stolen artifacts. At a secret location in Cambodia, a team from the Ministry of Culture is visiting a priceless art collection. There are more than 10,000 artifacts here that were recovered from looters trying to smuggle them out of the country.
Many of the pieces were looted from temples and then brought here. So this gives you a sense of some of the things that were on their way out of Cambodia.
Lawyer Bradley Gordon was hired by the Cambodian government in 2018 for a single purpose, to get back stolen antiquities.
I think it's correcting a historical wrong. Looting goes way back. We have the French coming to Cambodia who went to temples and took out statues. Those statues are now at the Guillemets in Paris. And the scale of the removal really picked up over the decades.
American GIs in Vietnam.
1960s, we start to hear that heads were going out. Heads were easier to take out than the whole sculpture. So 72 to 79, we don't hear of too many statues disappearing. There was a tragic chapter of Cambodian history where so many people lost their lives under the Khmer Rouge. But starting in the 80s, we see it pick up again. And by the 90s, it had become massive, the looting that was going on. They were using metal detectors, and it was incredible destruction. Just taking everything they knew they could get a good price for.
So we're tracking more than 2,000 statues at 105 museums around the world, maybe about 1,000 in private collections.
The team is working on gathering evidence.
Here you can see the eyebrow. Yeah, eyebrow and the nose.
Working with Bradley is Cambodian archaeologist Sorpiap Mias.
This one.
Yes.
This one.
So if we look at it, and then look at the head. Okay, it's almost like perfect in terms of being identical.
So Sorpiap's an exceptional archaeologist. I can show her a photo and she'll say, oh, I've seen something like that in such and such province. That's an incredible knowledge to have.
It's broken, the head, the foot, the legs. And where are the body of these feet? That is so painful to see something like this. It's sad, really sad. We just feel like something missing. The soul are not there, so.
1 name in particular is synonymous with the removal of antiquities from Cambodia.
Douglas Latchford. He's one of the greatest art thieves in history, and many of the statues that went through his hands went to museums and private collectors. So they're in people's living rooms, in the child's bedroom, up on the wall. Now our mission is to get him back here.
Angela Chu is an expert in Buddhist art and literature. A former investment banker, she now volunteers to help find stolen artifacts.
You can find Thai and Cambodian antiquities easily just looking at glossy photos of the interior of people's homes. And they'll have a photo of a living room, and you know, I'll see in the corner there'll be a Khmer antiquity. Imagine the statue of David by Michelangelo in Florence. Imagine somehow, you know, the Thai army came and took that statue and chopped it up, and they dragged it back to Thailand. And now Italians who wanted to see their art had to travel to Thailand. This is the kind of situation we're facing.
So during the pandemic, I came across a bronze statue in New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Here's the statue in the Met's online catalog, and they have a photo of it. This is Golden Boy. It's a famous statue that I would say is probably the best or one of the top Southeast Asian items that is in the collection of the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York.
Angela says the bronze statue is about 1,000 years old, and there's a high chance it was illegally taken from Thailand or Cambodia.
So I tried to trace back, what do we know about that object? What specific spot did it came from, or who owned it in the past? In 1988, a dealer in London, Spink and Son, sold this statue to Walter Annenberg, who was a media mogul. And Walter Annenberg, in the same year, donated to the Metropolitan Museum of Art. So this provenance information is a little bit worrying, because we do know that Spink and Son collaborated with Douglas Latchford in sending antiquities illegally into the United States. Douglas Latchford was a British man who was indicted for looting and smuggling by the United States in 2019. He lived in Bangkok and was able to purchase items directly from looters in Cambodia and Thailand, and then basically present a respectable professional face to the museums, who really did not ask enough questions about how Latchford managed to get these objects.
Latchford produced three volumes about Khmer art. Angela says one provided a vital clue. While the museum lists the statue as coming from Cambodia, the book says it was from Thailand.
It says here, quote, "The figure was actually found at the village of Banyang, Lahan District, where its stone base is still visible, and not in Cambodia." What this footnote is telling us is it's identifying a specific place, a certain village in a certain district. And it says its stone base is still visible. I mean, that's quite extraordinary. So it would be miraculous, really, if you could go there and actually find the base and try to see if maybe it really did come from Thailand. Thanongsot Hanwong is the leader in Thailand's cultural heritage repatriation movement on the ground. A lot more information has come out about how the looting was conducted in Thailand, because Thanongsot went to some of these villages and actually spoke to the villagers who were involved in the looting.
Tan On Sak is an archaeologist, and he works with his wife Lalita, a historian.
I have to translate things for him. I have to find him some information.
Angela labu tamnaeng naeutet thai wa ban yang lahan.
The problem is there could be different villages of the same name.
Ban yang is a very common name in Thai. Ban simply means village. Yang means rubber trees, or, you know, a type of rubber tree. So we Google it and we found Ban Yang in Lahan, somewhere in Chaiyaphum. But then when we rechecked, we realized maybe this Ban Yang is not in Chaiyaphum province. Chaiyaphum virtually has no Cambodian civilization intact. From this map, you can see a Buddhist temple named Wat Ban Yang, which is the temple of Ban Yang village. It's not so far away from the most iconic Khmer-style temples, and it's not too far from the Cambodian border. It's just our gut feeling that says it should be in Buriram province rather than Chaiyaphum province. It's about 145 kilometers. It takes about 3 hours.
ប្រាសាទកាចាប់និងតំបន់កោះកេរទាំងមូលគឺជាចំណុចសំខាន់នៅក្នុងការស្រាវជ្រាវទាមទារវត្ថុបុរាណរបស់យើងដោយសារនៅកោះកេរយើងដឹងថាមានវត្ថុបុរាណស្អាតស្អាតវត្ថុបុរាណធំធំហើយដែលអ្នកប្រមូលទិញចូលចិត្តទិញ
Many of the statues Bradley and Sopiap are tracking down in Cambodia were stolen from this area.
One of the missing statues that we believe is from this area is called Skanda on Peacock. Skanda is a god of war. It is considered a masterpiece.
រូបស្កំជិះកងោកហ្នឹងគឺជារូបប្រុសមួយដែលជិះកងោកហើយរូបហ្នឹងក៏អត់សូវមានច្រើនដែរនៅក្នុងស្រុកខ្មែរបើប្រៀបធៀបទៅនឹងទេពផ្សេងផ្សេងរូបហ្នឹងអត់សូវមានច្រើនទេក៏ប៉ុន្តែរូបហ្នឹងសំខាន់
We believe that Douglas Lightfoot may have ordered the Skanda on Peacock be taken from Krachap Temple, partly because he published a picture of it in his book. We are looking for more evidence at the temple to prove it taken from here.
We're working with a team of archaeologists and researchers who are excavating the temple. To find any fragments that looters may have left behind.
This one is still in situ.
That's another pedestal.
Yeah.
What do you think was on the pedestal?
I think it's maybe for a guardian.
So we know the looters dug up this area and part of that area. It's like industrial looting. At least 40 or 50 people were here digging.
They were either soldiers or local villagers. This was in the 1990s.
It was a very dangerous time. They came armed. There were other Khmer Rouge groups in this area, all looking for treasures, all driven by the demand from outside, Douglas Latchford and his friends.
Bradley and his team have made a significant breakthrough.
Through years of secret negotiations, we were able to get an agreement with Julia Latchford, the daughter of Douglas Latchford, to give us all the records relating to Cambodia. And that has been a treasure trove of information. We are looking through emails. We have his invoices. We have his receipts. We have his false provenance. We know now the path. Many of the statues that went through his hands took. They would go out of the temple like Prasa Kajap, and they would be taken across the border. From Bangkok, Latchford would typically ship it to London. So London was a center point of activity. And then from London, they went to other countries.
And now we collect the fragment in Prasat Kachap. It may be more than 10,000 pieces.
At least the looters were not careful in their looting. They hacked pieces off and they left feet behind. They broke off arms, heads broke off. They left behind a huge amount of evidence for us to collect.
We have now found some fragments of Skanda on Peacock that prove the statue was in this temple. And we have information that Skanda on Peacock may be with a private collector in the US.
ទទួលរូបនឹងត្រឡប់មកកម្ពុជាវិញខ្ញុំគិតថាវាគឺជាជោគជ័យខ្លាំងរបស់ក្រុមការងារយើង
We finally arrived in Buriram province where we're hoping the base of the Golden Boy statue is located.
Lalita and Tanon Sak have arranged to meet local village leader Satyan to find out if he knows anything about the Golden Boy statue.
องค์นี้เคยเห็นที่ไหนมาก่อนมั้ยครับเคยผ่านตาบ้างมั้ยครับ
ไม่เคยนะครับแต่ว่าถ้าได้เอ่ยว่าที่บ้านยางนี่ก็ข่าวไม่ชิ้นนี้แหละครับที่คือฮาที่ดังที่เขาขุดหรือประสาทได้ที่บ้านยางครับที่เขาได้1ล้านเนี่ยที่เขาขายกันสมัยนั้น
แล้วขายล้านหนึ่ง
ครับขายล้านหนึ่งสมัยนั้นดีกว่าถูกลอตเตอรี่เพราะมัน50ปีที่แล้ว
ใช่มันนานมาก
สมัยนั้นผมเป็นเด็กแรดฟอร์ดนี่มาอยู่บ้านผมเลยแหละ
ใช่ไหมครับ
ก็พ่อผมเลยแหละ
โอ้รู้จักแรดฟอร์ดด้วยใช่ไหมครับ ในข้อมูลเขาบอกว่าตอนที่เขาซื้อขายกันน่ะเขาเอาไปแต่ตัวองค์พระแต่ว่าฐานหินที่เป็นฐานหินทุกองค์เนี้ยที่เป็นหินทรายก็ยังอยู่ที่เก่าย
กสารน่ะไม่รู้ว่าเหลืออยู่หรือเปล่าทุกวันนี้เห็นก้อนหินแต่ว่าไอ้ฐานไม่รู้จะเห็นไม่เห็น
คงจะต้องไปดูกันเอง
At Kokur in Cambodia Bradley and Sopiap are about to meet a former looter with the code name of Blue Tiger.
Blue Tiger was involved in looting for about 4 years in the 1990s, and he helped to loot Prasat Kachap.
The reason we're using code names is because looting is still going on. We don't want other looters to retaliate against them. Blue Tiger, he's an incredible resource for us because his memory is so clear, and he was involved at the height of the looting.
Prasat Kachap. So can he show where he found the skin of the peacock?
Blue Tiger testimony is further proof that Skanda on a peacock was taken from here.
ถ้าคืมก็อย่างหนึ่งจ้องสระตึกเนี่ยเคยดูมันเลยวิ่งผมสอดให้มันเลือกด่าเตะน้องเนี่ยกัดแม่ปีขนาดด่าเตะ
การมาประสานกระจับนึงกำลังภายมาเนี่ยปุ๊บ
กำลังรบร้อย
การน้องเราปูเถื่อการงี้ไอ้ได้กันเนาะ
เห็น
many of the former looters we work with are former Khmer Rouge child soldiers they were directly involved with massacres in 75-76So when the Khmer Rouge were forced out of Phnom Penh in 79, some of these Khmer Rouge child soldiers turned to looting. For the individuals helping us, they believe overall it's a good thing to do for the country. They want to do something to redeem for their deeds in the past.We're finding more and more evidence, and I think it's just a matter of time before Skanda and the peacock come back to Cambodia.
Back in Banyang, Thailand, Lalita and Tanon Sark are going to ask locals if they remember the Golden Boy statue.
If we can prove that.ปฏิมากรรมสำริดชิ้นนี้มาจากที่นี่เราจะสามารถทำการทวงคืนจากพิพิธภัณฑ์ศิลปะเมโทโพลิแทนในนิวยอร์กเพื่อนำกลับมาได้เราแค่เดินเข้าไปสวัสดีครับเคยเห็นไหมรูปนี้ 100%
และไอ้คนที่ขายเพิ่งตายไปเนี่ยตายไปประมาณ3ปีเนี่ยคนที่ขายคนขายคนอะไรก็คนคุณได้ก็อยู่ตรงนี้แหละคนเฒ่านั้นก็ยังอยู่นะคนที่ขายน่ะแต่เป็นอยู่เมียเขานอนนั่นตายหมดแล้ว
เดี๋ยวก็ต้องขอไปถามแกได้ไหมเราต้องการคำยืนยันจากภรรยาผู้ตายว่าพวกเขาได้ขุดเจอปฏิมากรรมสำริดและได้ไขมันออกไป
แม่อายุเท่าไหร่
83 ปีรูปนี้ที่เห็นแล้วอันนี้ใช่เดี๋ยวนี้เลยใช่ไหม
ก็มีไม่เคยเห็นมาแบบเตยๆเตยๆมาทองจำปี
อันนี้ก็ทองจำปีนั่นแหละ
โอ้เป็นแบบนี้ก็มีรอยแบบนี้
ก็ยืนยันว่านี่แหละที่เห็น
หน้าตาก็แบบนี้มีสร้อยทั้งวานมี
ตอนตุจีเคยมีแม่จำบ้านด้วยตุจียังนาปีใบเนี้ยบัน
กีตึงลง
น้องน้องเนี่ยไปขุดมันพอขุดไปก็เห็นมือก่อน
ตายจ้ะ
เห็นมืออาจจะ
เด็กอย่างอีกน้อง
เด็กก็จะประ
เ
ด็นสลีปด้วย
พอเอาขึ้นมาเสร็จปุ๊บก็เอามาพักไว้ที่บ้านหลังนี้อยู่2วันแล้วก็ทำความสะอาดเสร็จก็มีคนรับไปต่อไปที่ปั้นฝ้ายเพื่อที่จะไปจำหน่ายอีกทีนึง
เห็นบอกว่ามันมีฐานอยู่นี
่มันมีฐานบันลังแบบนี้แหละนี่ประสาทมันจะตั้งอยู่ตรงจุดนี้แหละ
ยมดูบุคคล
ปราสาทเดิมเนี่ยมันคือพื้นที่ที่เรายืนอยู่ทั้งหมดณปัจจุบันเนี่ยถูกถมพื้นที่เพื่อทำเป็นศาลาการบ้านของปฏิมากรรมมันเลย
นี่แหละ
มาขันยกอันนี้เลย
นี่อันนี้มัน
ท
ะ
ล
ุ
ตรงนี้เลย
คือตรงนี้เลย
ทำมาที่เลย
ครับ
แต่ฐานตัวโค้งเนี่ยมันจะนิยมทำอยู่ช่วงหนึ่งคือพุทธศตวรรษที่16ซึ่งก็ตรงกับตัวปฏิมากรรมสำริดว่ามันอยู่ในสมัยเดียวกันปฏิมากรรมของพระเจ้าชัยวันที่6เนี่ยมีความสูงอยู่ประมาณ120กว่าเซนติเมตรส่วนฐานก็ประมาณ30กว่าเปอร์เซ็นต
์ฐานตัวนี้เนี่ยฐานตรงๆดิจะได้เห็นความยาวนี้เท่าไหร
่ Tanon Sark and Lolita record measurements to verify their discovery
โอเคใช่เกินความคาดหมายมากซึ่งแต่อันนี้เรารู้ว่าเป็นฐานพระพุทธรูป
แองเจล่า
อาริกา
we just came from the site where the statue was looted and yeah we have found the plinth at the site yes
I just couldn't believe it I mean I was jumping around in my living roomThis kind of thing never happens, you know? I mean, that statue was taken 50 years ago. Anything could happen, right? It just seems, you know, like a one in a million kind of thing.
I am so excited. That's absolutely
amazing
to me.
That answer.
Wow.
วิธีใจสุดเลยขอบคุณที่ให้ข้อมูลที่ดีแล้วก็พามาเจอปฏิมากรรม
โอกาสที่เราจะได้เทวรูปองค์นี้คืนจากพิพิธภัณฑ์เมทที่นิวยอร์กมันมีโอกาสสูงขึ้นไหมอ่ะ
ใช่แทบจะ 100% นะเพราะว่าข้อมูลที่ได้เนี่ยมันค่อนข้างชัดมากอ่ะว่ามันเจออยู่ที่ปราสาทหลังเนี้ย
แต่จากหลักฐานที่มีอยู่ทั้งหมดเนี่ยมันสามารถยืนยันตัวตนมันสามารถยืนยันที่มาของโบราณวัตถุได้เพราะว่าจริงๆแล้วโบราณวัตถุที่เมทเขาได้ไปมันยังไงมันก็ไม่มีทางที่จะถูกต้องตามกฎหมายเป็นของที่เป็นถิ่นกำเนิดในประเทศไทย
In New York, Bradley and Sopiap are meeting with John Paul Labatt, a special agent with U.S. Homeland Security.
How are you? Good to see you. Yes, nice to meet you all. Thank you for coming. Long trip.
10 years after first hearing about Skandana Peacock, I'm finally getting to see the statue with my own eyes.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
We determined it was sold to a private collector in New York. We approached the collector, showed some evidence that the piece had been imported improperly. After presenting the evidence, the collector decided to walk away from the statue.
Feeling very emotional.The Skanda on the Peacock. To see it here in New York, in these offices, is just startling. And to see how beautiful it is a magnificent piece.
I feel so happy because it is very important for us as a Cambodian to have our culture, to have our soul of the ancestors. Because in everyday life, we still worship the statue.
Namo Tassa Bhagavata Arahata.
Assalamualaikum.